Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket and Layer 10 Sales say, take your Walkman, have a cold one, and ogle the babes this weekend at the EDS Byron Nelson Classic.
Good afternoon, everybody. You're listening to The Hardline. This is Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. Going to get into a little Ranger talk here in a bit, including a few notes on 16-15, which have been unearthed after that big game. Right now, it is time to stop down for a little bit of
entertainment news for you.
And this is brought to you by Jack Daniels and by Texas Tickets at 214-696-8001. If it takes a ticket, call Texas Tickets. Sticks and Peter Frampton at the Smirnoff this Friday.
We're talking about Texas Tickets?
Right.
You know what? I've already got my tickets for that.
You're squared away,
yep.
Huh?
And you know where I got them?
Where?
Texas Tickets.
If you need to get hooked up at the Nelson or Colonial, no matter how you need to get hooked up, they've got the hookup for that. And the Rangers-Yankees series comes up not this weekend, but the next. The 21st through the 23rd of May, the Yankees will be out at the Temple. Texas Tickets has wonderful seats for that. They are going quickly. You had better act now.
I would. A-Rod back in town? You better give him a call.
214-696-8001. If it takes a ticket, call Texas Tickets. So, what's up? We get a little flashlight going here. Step inside the Copenhagen room and let's say hello to the most abrasive, over-the-top personality who's looking forward to a big weekend of being the Tickets golf correspondent out at the Nelson. Here is Cobra.
And now it's time for the snake.
Hello.
Hello, Cobra.
Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers will be working on a brand new record here this summer that should be released by Christmas time. They are also working on a live album, which should be released by Christmas time, and a greatest hits package.
We've already done that.
Another one.
We've already done two of those.
Well, there's another one.
Three of them, if you want to count the box set.
So if they do the greatest hits, what are they going to put the last DJ on it and everything else?
Yes. So okay. It's a big year for the Tom Petty Heartbreakers band.
Yes, it is. That's certainly all exciting news.
Now, being a cover band guy like yourself of Tom Petty, does that mean you guys have to put out a live record?
No, it doesn't mean any such thing.
Or maybe a new studio record?
No, doesn't mean any such thing.
The Best of Petty Theft covering Tom Petty?
No. I doubt there would be just a huge market for that type of thing.
Petty Theft Live at Arby's or something like that?
Leave him alone.
Well, we've never played Arby's for one thing. I don't know if that's really in the works.
That was me.
Oh. Petty Theft Live at Arby's.
However, if Arby's is interested, we certainly are.
You can say
if anybody else is interested, we certainly are.
By the way, Arby's, fine, fine food.
No question about it.
You can set up your amp next to the horsey sauce.
I love Arby's. Nothing better than beef and cheddar.
That's right, Mr. Beef.
Thank you. I know it. Being Mr. Beef, I know beef.
Well, that's all very exciting news.
Yes, it is. It should
very be exciting when the great Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers put out new stuff.
That's right. Willie Nelson, unfortunately, will have to cancel his summer tour. Now, I don't know if he's going to have to cancel his July 4th picnic, but upcoming dates have been canceled because he is suffering from carpal tunnel syndrome. Which, don't you get that from typing? Isn't that like a hand condition?
Or rolling joints, one of the two.
You think maybe he just rolled too many joints?
Can you imagine how many he's rolled in his life?
You know, he said he can roll a joint in like 10 seconds. And I don't know if that's good or bad.
When
I'm just
did he
saying,
say that?
You boasted that same claim to me in the last break.
Snake.
I said 12. I said now that he has carpal tunnel, I could kick his ass, though. No, I what was I saying? What were we talking about?
We were talking about Willie Nelson.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
short-term memory is the first thing to go.
Joint rolling prowess.
Talking about you rolling joints.
Right, so we'll hold a good thought for he and his family in this time of terror.
He's got carpal tunnel.
Yeah, carpal tunnel is generally...
Medication can help.
So I think he's got to have surgery on it.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
To get the tunnel taken out?
Normally, you do have surgery for that type of thing.
You do?
Yeah.
I think I have that.
Either that or wear a hand brace and go on disability.
Or a knee brace like Tom.
I have that in my knee.
Don't think you can get it in your knee, Danny.
What kind of repetitive...
Oh, okay, Dr. Hammer.
Huh? Well, what kind of repetitive thing have you been doing with your knee?
Kicking Grego in the nuts. On June 19th, there will be a big concert.
That is Juneteenth.
Yes, it is Juneteenth. At our friends at the Granada have allowed us to break this story as the first supergroup of 2004, Velvet Revolver, which features Scott Weiland of Stone Temple Pilots and Slash, and I guess the rest of GNR too, right? Isn't not Buckethead, but...
Hey, you're E! News. Don't look at me.
You're band guy.
Snake!
Anyway, Velvet Revolver will play at the Granada Theater on June the 19th.
It's a pretty big gig for that little Granada.
I know.
That's great.
And they say that tickets will sell out the day of, and they go on sale Saturday at 10:30. So,
maybe Danny, maybe you guys can open up for them.
Acoustically.
Yeah. Maybe not. I'd like to. That'd be fun. That's a great place to play.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Mike.
Speaking of...
Don't know why they wouldn't allow you. You open for Little Feet, you open for Eddie Brickell.
You know what? Maybe it's time they did their own gig. Stopped opening up for people, huh? Greg, you ever thought of that?
No. Well, they do. They do them all the time. They do them at the Gypsy Tea Room and stuff. I'm just saying...
I wasn't talking to you, first off.
Opening up for that new band, that can't be... That can't be that bad a gig.
I'm with Hammer.
Whatever. Andy Dick got busted for pot.
Who's he?
What do you mean, who's he? Are you that out of touch with pop culture?
He's a non-funny guy. That's who he is.
Boy, but
he's got nothing.
Hollywood thinks he's funny.
Well, Hollywood's wrong.
You know what? He was very funny in News Radio. Did you guys ever catch that sitcom?
Watched it a couple times, and it was too unstable, and he was horrible in it.
He was funny.
No, he wasn't.
Go ahead, Kevin. I'm waiting.
It's because he played a secondary role. Guy's not funny. Even in old school, he's just so over the top that he's not funny. All he does is try to shock people, and he thinks that's funny.
He wasn't shocking in News Radio. He played the subtle, dorky...
Well, I think that's because he was in a secondary role. Because he knew that other people were being the funny ones, and he was just adding
to it. Okay, but I'm saying, I don't think that he thinks that he's a leading man. I mean, he takes these bit roles. He's in a show on ABC right now playing the fifth fiddle, basically, on there.
And that's what he should be playing.
Yeah,
I think he thinks he's a lot funnier than he actually is.
He's a bit mental as well.
He's very mental. But listen to how ridiculous this is.
What do you mean mental? What does that mean?
He's nuts.
Oh, he is?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think mental
nuts
means?
Well, I don't know. I thought it might be slang for something else.
I'm starting to question your questioning of everything.
What do you mean by cool? What is that?
What is happy? Who's happy?
What is groovy? What are these rock and roll words you're using? I don't understand.
Well, Andy Dick was busted for lighting up a joint at the Coachella Music Festival in Indio, California last week. They said that he was sitting in a VIP area near the stage.
What town?
Indio.
Oh, man.
I know where that is. They're spending bad money there.
Treasury's all over Indio.
Yeah.
Why?
Because they got some marked bills flowing through the banks there.
He doesn't watch The Shield.
Oh, The Shield. That's where... Okay.
By the way, Kevin, things are getting interesting.
When you say lighting up a joint, exactly what does that mean?
He had a marijuana cigarette. He took a lighter. He placed the cigarette in his lips. He lit the lighter.
That's what you inhaled. That's what you might call a roach, Mike.
Well, that's what you guys call a roach.
Remember your pot parties?
Jesus.
Same thing.
Well, no, not really. I
you
never
and your
had any.
Friend
never attended
it. Jesus.
Yes.
All the pot
Jesus
parties you had.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a friend named Jesus.
You don't have a friend in Jesus? Well, you're...
No, I didn't
I don't know
say
where
that.
You spoke at
I
your
said,
mother's
I
church.
I don't have a friend named Jesus.
When he'd walk in with a brick through the screen door on your apartment, you just start singing that?
Right.
That what often... a friend we have to Jesus.
I don't know why you're so against the Lord all of a sudden.
Well, I'm not.
Obviously you are.
Obviously I'm not.
You don't have a friend in Jesus.
Or de Jesus.
Right. Let me tell you something. If Jesus and de Jesus both hate you,
yep,
you're in trouble. Get
well,
on the
Jesus
side.
Jesus loves me. This I know.
Get on the side of one of them. But de Jesus hates you.
Yeah, de Jesus loves me. This I know.
For Baseball America told me so.
So why would they do this in California? I mean, they're having a nice rock and roll concert. It's a huge deal. I heard it was a lot of fun. He sparks up a little joint on the side of the stage. A rent-a-cop pulls him over, holds him until the real cops come, and he gets thrown in jail.
Because it's
Could
him.
Could it be perhaps that it's against the law?
Even in California?
There is that minor detail.
Isn't that just a ticket out there, though?
I mean, I don't want to bog anything down in minutia, but is there not that?
Actually, all they did was they cited him for misdemeanor pot possession of less than an ounce, removed his wristband, and kicked him off the concert grounds. They busted 29
So in other words, they told him to go home.
Yeah, because it was a fake cop trying to make a name for himself.
That's exactly what it was.
If it would have been a real cop, he would have probably just taken it from him, put it on the ground.
No, but then a real cop, he called the real cops over.
Well, after they get called over, then you got to do something.
Over, yeah.
You know what,
you got to back up the rent cop.
I would tell Richard Jewell just to back up a little bit, you know, and
Dad, back, burrito!
And let him go. Oh, I mean, it's just a joint. They also found a marijuana stash in a baggie. Remember when you taught me about the stash, Mike, when I first started working here?
Mm-hmm.
Where to hide my stash.
Really. Not really. I don't know what that is.
And you handed me a little box with a peace symbol on it.
No, I don't remember doing that.
If you're sharing a cubicle, you need a stash box, dude.
Right.
Especially with Fernando. He's square.
I don't think I've ever referred to Fernando as square.
A lot of Reiner denial going on today. She just don't up
then,
to this stuff.
And you had to draw the square with your fingers,
right.
You know? It's like, yeah, right on, man. Another drug story.
But I drew a triangle, if I remember right.
Another drug story with Tom Sizemore. He was, he's on probation for his beating of Heidi Fleiss. Well, he has to take drug tests, and his wiener pee tested positive for...
Is there another kind?
For methamphetamines.
Butt pee.
And he says that, no, I'm on medication, which makes my wiener, my pee test positive for methamphetamines.
Call it urine, okay?
Well, I don't
want to... behind his butt. Not work totally scatological here?
Well, urine's so gross. So clinical.
It's better than wiener pee.
God.
So anyway, this is his excuse. He goes, I'm on medication, and this medication, when it gets into the body, it metabolizes similarly to methamphetamines. And so the DA's like, okay, well, what is it? And he's like, well, it's called Eldapril. So then they look up Eldapril. And the only people that are supposed to be taking Eldapril are people with Parkinson's disease. So now he's trying
Somebody told him that.
Mm-hmm.
Some lawyer told him that.
Mm-hmm.
He thought he'd get away with it. And they busted him on it and looked it up.
Although I am interested in him starring as Pete Rose.
Who's playing Pete Rose's mom, Edna?
No, it's Rosemary.
Hello.
Who's playing Pete Rose's sister?
Yeah, that's who it is.
The real question.
Yeah. Right. By the way, did you guys see the Dick Van Dyke Show on last night? The remake or the? You know, they made a new episode of it. You guys don't watch CBS, do you?
I saw the previews for it, but I didn't watch it.
Was it last night?
I watch baseball and basketball games, and The Shield.
Okay.
And The Sopranos.
Good.
Well, Edna's real proud of you. So you're telling me if you wouldn't watch a new Dick Van Dyke episode?
Would I?
Yes.
Probably not.
With Rob and Laura Petrie?
Probably
and
not.
Millie Dick. And...
No, because Maury Amsterdam's not on there.
Well, he didn't really make the show.
Neither is Mel Cooley.
Yeah, but Rob Reiner...
Buddy Sorrell didn't make the show?
He's dead.
No, but you said he really didn't make the show.
No, he didn't make that show.
What about Ted Sorrell?
Boy, he was a
that show,
big part of it.
That show was made... No, not Ted Sorrell either.
So you're saying that you could subtract the Buddy Sorrell character...
Leave him alone.
...and it would be okay?
The Dick Van Dyke Show?
Yeah.
Yes.
Ryan, did you hear that?
He's a replaceable cog in the Dick Van Dyke machine.
No, I was thrown off by Ted Sorrell's.
Do you believe that? He's saying that you could subtract Buddy Sorrell from the Dick Van Dyke Show and it'd still be the same.
No, it wouldn't. You're talking about one of the top 10 best sitcom characters of all time.
You know what? You throw that out there quite a bit.
No, I don't.
I sure would like to hear your official list.
I throw it out there only when it's warranted.
We've done it before.
Every
single Bunker.
And I don't want to hear yours.
I'm giving you Ryan's. I know his. I've got him memorized. Archie Bunker, Maynard G. Krebs, Jethro Bodine, Buddy Sorrell.
Flo?
No.
No. Eddie Haskell.
Eddie Haskell? That's
terrible.
The top five right there.
Eddie Haskell was terrible.
He's not even in the top 50 of sitcom characters.
But he is, too.
Is there anything after 1980? Did TV end when you got in bands and stuff?
Basically.
Yeah. Who's James Whitehead? He was shot dead. He's a prominent R&B artist.
Never heard of him.
You know his hit
song? But he'll
song,
be missed.
Ain't No Stopping Us Now? Anyone familiar with that?
Ain't No Stopping Us Now.
We're on the move.
But I didn't know he did that. I thought that was Iceford and Simpson or somebody like that.
No, him. And he's dead. He was shot to death while he was driving his car. 55 years old.
Bummer.
Yeah.
Well, I guess those West Coast R&Bers just trying to rise up.
You know who was a judge on Idol last night, Grego?
And that's E! News.
Donna Summer.
That's
oh, I love Donna Summer.
There you
How's
go.
She looking?
No.
Real Donna Summer?
Yeah, real.
Big giant hair?
Real, like, older Donna Summer.
One of the greatest CDs you can buy. Donna Summer, greatest hits.
That's E! News.
Wonderful.
There you go.
Love
Take
Donna.
Care, Snake.
You like Donna Summer?
Yeah.
That's your E! News.
Yeah.
Take care, Snake.
Think Donna Summer really had anything?
Yes. You know, you're trying to bait me. Yes, I do. I told you. I mean, that's
hey, now, this is Dan McDowell. Tune in to Bad Radio tomorrow, noon to 3. At 12:30, Walt Goggins, Shane from The Shield calls in. That's 12:30 tomorrow on Bad Radio.